when you get into a live scenery where you have a live jazz band, it really is something special, and it's something to enjoy. You know, getting out there and having a couple drinks and listening to live jazz is one of my favorite things, so hopefully everyone feels that way.
That is Eric Ludwig, general manager of the Meadowlark Bar. Downstairs off the corner of 27th and Larimer in the Rhino neighborhood, you will be welcomed with an intimate basement bar filled with vibrant jazz music. Many musicians have come and gone since the inception of Jazz Night in 2008, but one of the staple musicians is keyboardist Mike Smith, affectionately called Mikey.
I was 21 years old, and I was just hungry to play anywhere I could. I just got a call from my buddy. He said, "Hey, Mike, you want to bring your keyboard down to the Meadowlark for a modest bar tab and a chance to play music together?" And I said, "Of course, I want to do that."
Smith is a multi-instrumentalist who leads his own trio on piano, a music and art installation called Particle Parade, and has also become the band leader for Jazz Night over the years.
Kind of just like fell into that role. We all contribute equally, I think, to the night and to the band, and I don't know that I'm the band leader. I'm just the guy who finds the subs.
One of those gifted subs, alto saxophonist Daryl Gott, played with Smith on their 2012 jazz project, Soul Explosion. Gott thinks the community is as real as it gets, especially at the Meadowlark.
Mostly it represents a place where younger players can get their feet wet, kind of see how the jam session vibe works. And there's intermixing of all different levels. And there's also a really big built-in audience here. It's generated a lot of steam throughout the years. There's no shortage of people to play in front of.
Bassist Hunter Roberts has been playing the Monday Jazz Night for 6 months now and enjoys the local Meadowlark crowd.
It's great because it's kind of built into the area that there will be a lot of young people who have a lot of energy and like jazz. They'll be in the audience. So it's a good venue to get our music across.
Since Meadowlark's opening in 2005, the building's repurposed furnace room has been known to play host to a variety of acts, including big-time folk bands Paper Bird and the Lumineers, giving them their starts on Meadowlark's open mic nights.
Mostly this club does indie rock bands or heavy metal bands, all different kinds of things, DJs, a lot of electronic music. So it's kind of a unique thing that this club has jazz at all.
That was drummer Mark Emmons. He's played at the Meadowlark with some top jazz talent over the years. Emmons says he enjoys the Meadowlark even if he's not playing jazz.
It's got such a nice atmosphere in this club. I mean, I like the bar just as it is. I like that it's a lot of young people and aren't necessarily jazz fans a lot of times. So we're exposing a broader audience to this music that not a lot of people know about. So I think that's cool, and to see people grow in appreciation for jazz because of this place.
People should be confident in the jazz scene here in Denver, thanks to establishments like the Meadowlark.
I think in the world of traditional jazz, which is I think what most people think of when they hear the word jazz, I think that community is really thriving. We have a lot of young players who are being educated in that style of improvisation in school. Oftentimes they go on to find fresh voices and new ideas within the genre. Denver is a rapidly growing city, and that being said, I don't see our jazz scene tapering off any. I just see it developing and growing and continuing to evolve.